that you might use to boil with greens to give it flavor.
Well,
that's sort of fat salt pork.
Salt pork. Fat salt pork.
Any names for that? If it had a lot of fat in it, would you call it anything special?
Oh, I don't know. They still sell that white salt pork.
Mm-hmm. What do they call it?
Salt pork.
Yeah. Give her fat back or sow belly or white bacon. Or
well, yeah, that's sow belly. I hear it called sow belly. Fat back.
Okay. And when you cut the side of the hog, what do you call that?
Cut the side.
Mm-hmm.
Middling.
Okay. You call that what different cuts of meat are there from a hog?
Well, you have the middling and the hams and the forelegs and shoulders and the jaws and the head.
Mm-hmm.
That's about all of it.
What about the kind of meat you use to, you buy already sliced to eat with eggs in the morning?
Bacon.
Okay. When you cut the side of the hog, would you call that a middling of bacon or side of bacon? Or?
Well, they generally call it side of bacon. But that whole thing is, I've heard it called a middling too. Middling of meat.
What about the outside of the bacon, the edge that you cut off? You know what I mean? The edge that you cut off before you slice it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what you call it, the rind or the skin? Or?
Oh, yeah. The rind is the skin.
Mm-hmm.
That's the rind of the hog.
And the person that kills and sells meat, you call him the
butcher?
Okay. And say if meat's been kept too long, you say the meat is
rusty?
Or what else? It's done what? It's
sour?
Okay. Well, pull up another word for that. It says meat's not good anymore. I was wondering if you use the word like spoiled or.
Oh, yeah, it's spoiled. That's when it's no good.
Mm-hmm.
Really, spoiled.
And after you butcher a hog, what do you make with the meat from its head?
Souse.
Okay.
Hog cheese. It's all the same thing.
Uh-huh. What about from the liver? Did you ever hear of anything made by cooking and grinding up the liver?
Well, I've heard of them making liver puddings and things like that, but I know it is.
Do you know how that was made?
They just grind it up. No, I don't know.
Do you ever hear of anything made out of blood?
Well, I've heard of blood puddings, and I don't know how that was done. That was always too much for me. I never did care for that.
Do you ever hear something called scrapple or pond horse?
Yeah.
What's that?
Well, that pond horse is where you cook the head to make sauce or take the water where you boil it, you know, take the water where you boil it and
mm-hmm.
and take some meal, just the right quantity, and stir in that and boil it enough to cook it about 20 or 25 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's real thick. Well, you can just leave it in what you got it in or pour it up and let it get cold and it gets thicker and stiffer.
Mm-hmm. And do you call that pond horse?
That's pond horse.
People around here have that very much? Is that pretty common?
Well, it used to be. You know, nobody butchers hogs now.
Mm-hmm.
They go to the store and get the meat.